Spin 103.8. You're very welcome back to Spin Talk with Lauren. Right, a few moments ago I read you out an email that we got in from a listener who says, "Dear Lauren, it kills me to write this email, but I'm currently 7 months pregnant with my partner who I'm with for 3 years. He hasn't had a steady job since we've been together and I feel like I have to pay for everything. So far, all of the baby stuff we have has either been gifts or stuff that I have bought. He hasn't paid for one single item. He started a new job 2 weeks ago and has missed 3 days already. All he does is sit around playing his Xbox and chatting to friends. Please help." Now, what we're asking you is should she leave him? To be fair to her, she never asks that. It just sounds like she's reaching out because she is so frustrated. So if you have any advice, please get involved and let us know what you think. What would you say to her? 087 711 1038. Plenty of comments already on the Spin 1038 Facebook page. You can text or WhatsApp me. Joining me on the line now, though, is psychotherapist and relationship therapist Bernadette Ryan. Hi, Bernadette.
Hi, Lauren. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good.
Bernadette, yeah, we are asking people if she should stay or go, but to be fair to her, she's not asking that. So what is she looking for, do you think?
Well, I think she's looking for some help and some guidance. I mean, you know, I wouldn't be saying, oh, leave immediately. But what I would be saying is, you know, this situation seems to have built up over the 3 years. It somehow or other seems to have become acceptable that she's the financial main financial support for this relationship. So that needs to change, you know. So also perhaps, to be fair to him, if he's used to this kind of scenario, maybe he doesn't feel he has to buy anything for the baby. He's been so used to her providing everything for both of them, you know.
Yeah.
So, and also the fact she mentions that he has a new job, but he's missed a couple of days and he seems to just want to play a PlayStation or Xbox or whatever and hang around with his friends. So it kind of feels maybe that he needs to do a bit of growing up. Particularly if he's about to become a father.
Yeah.
You know?
But you know, so that's a conversation we've had before, Bernadette, from listeners who are kind of worried about their partner as it's getting closer to baby time. And the overwhelming response from people is usually, listen, once the minute he has that baby in his arms, he's going to cop on and he's going to be a great dad. Like, have faith in him.
Hmm. Maybe. I'm not so sure it happens like that. Yes, one would hope. And, you know, sort of the ideal is that, yes, as soon as you hold a child, you realise you're responsible for this infant, you know. But if somebody hasn't done sufficient growing up, if they're still kind of stuck in that, what sounds a little bit to me like teenage mode, you know, and I know, you know, gaming is an adult thing these days, but, you know, it's about a balance, you know. So it doesn't seem that he has taken too much responsibility in the relationship. And it also seems like maybe he's been allowed not to take too much responsibility. So this sounds like a very much a what I would refer to as a parent-child dynamic in the relationship already.
Yes,
you know,
yeah.
So I think she and him need to sit down and have a very open and honest discussion. And I think she really needs to voice her fears because it's obviously looming for her. She realizes, you know, this is serious. There's a baby coming and this can't continue. And that's the bottom line. I'd be saying this scenario can't continue. It has got to change.
Yeah. I would wonder, has she tried talking to him? Because she doesn't say that in the email. So does he even know? And if this is the way they've always carried on, he mightn't think there's anything wrong with this dynamic.
Exactly. He's probably, you know, what's different? This is the way things have always been. And sure, I'm only 2 weeks in the job and, you know, it'll take a while to build up finances and all that kind of thing. So yeah. And, you know, if she has tried talking to him and it's fallen on deaf ears, well, maybe they do need to go and see somebody sort of objective that would maybe give them both a forum to sort of voice their opinions and their perspectives, you know. But certainly I would say, you know, because it is serious, if it doesn't change, it's not likely to change after the baby is born either.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, maybe he'll have an epiphany and maybe not.
Yeah. So,
but I wouldn't leave it to chance on that one, you know.
I don't mean to try and I know you've used this term before, Bernadette, but close the stable door after the horse is bolted, right? But what if, and I do feel people are going to make this argument, you know, if this is how he lives his life and he's happy out, not having a steady job and playing his Xbox, you know, maybe babies weren't on the cards for him. And sometimes I think what can happen is people think that that kind of responsibility, like a child, will change someone. If he maybe from the day they started dating, he was quite clear about how he wanted to live his life. and she has ignored that. That's not necessarily him in the wrong then.
It's not, but equally, they got pregnant together.
Yeah.
So, you know, if somebody, again, we don't know the circumstances, but if somebody doesn't want to become a parent, well, they need to take steps to ensure that they don't.
Yeah.
Okay? So if one person doesn't get pregnant on their own, unless there's some deceit going on there, you know. But even at that, we all need to take responsibility for those choices, you know.
Yeah.
But I would equally say, yeah, you know, sort of, not leaving it up to when the baby is born. They need to have that conversation now. And even if it wasn't on the cards for him, well, do you know what? He's going to be a dad. So the scenario has changed and he has to face up to that situation.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, I understand.
So, yeah, you know, but I know what you're saying. But that also is maybe people not being clear about things, you know?
Yeah.
And he really does need a wake-up call here. Or if he isn't going to step up to the plate, well, then maybe she does have some decisions to make. But the bottom line again, Lauren, is they're both going to be the parents of this child.
Yeah, whether they stay together or not. Bernadette,
exactly.
To speak to you as always. Thank
okay.
you so much.
Thanks, Lauren. Okay, bye-bye.
Great advice as always there from Bernadette Ryan. She's a psychotherapist and a relationship therapist. What do you think? And look, I totally get what she's saying, is that whether he likes it or not, he's going to be a dad. But I would just wonder what conversations have been had around this. Has she vented her frustrations to him? There are many messages coming through already. You can get involved. You can text or WhatsApp 087 711 1038. You know, fair enough. People are absolutely entitled to your opinions and we want to hear them. But I'd also love some advice for her, because this is a tough situation. She's 7 months pregnant and very frustrated in her relationship. She says she's with her partner 3 years. He hasn't had a steady job since we've been together, and I feel like I have to pay for everything. So far, all of the baby stuff she's bought her, it's been gifts. He started a new job 2 weeks ago and has already missed 3 days, and she says all he does is sit around playing his Xbox and chatting to friends. So she needs to have a conversation with him. What I'm wondering is, maybe she already has. Where does she go next? 087 711 1038. Paul says, the chap's a bum. She's only herself to blame for staying with a waster. She knew what he was like. Why have a baby with him? It's harsh. It is kind of around, it's a bit harsher than the point I was trying to make, but I was wondering if this is how your relationship has always been. Does he even realise how unhappy you are and how frustrated you are? Michelle says, you should have thought about that before you got pregnant for him. Use your head. No steady job in 3 years and you get pregnant and then moan that he doesn't pay for anything. Get used to it. Sounds to me you're doing it on your own. Okay, really harsh. Okay, let's step aside from the fact that maybe, yes, the signs were there that he's not the most driven of individuals. That could change, you know. Rochelle says, write out what's left to get for the baby and tell him he needs to cop on and start saving and cut down on his gaming. Otherwise, bag it all up and sell it. Yeah, you get a few quid for the Xbox. Karen says, do it alone, love. You don't need two babies. Yes, if he is aware of how frustrated she is and isn't willing to change, is she better off going it on her own? What would you say to that idea? Emily says, why would you get pregnant by someone who hasn't had a job since you've been together? How do you expect to raise a baby? Oh, there is not a huge amount of sympathy. And Liz says, talk it out. Give him 2 months after the baby comes. If he's not changed after the baby, he never will. Then walk away. It must be extremely difficult to walk away from the father of your child. I just don't know how easily you do that. Maybe that's something you've experienced of, or maybe you've walked away from the mum. Like, I maybe you've had to leave a relationship. Would this be one of those circumstances? Another says, I had one of them idiots. He only became that lazy, no job, not paying for a thing after I had the baby. Imagine what that man will be like once she has the baby. I would rather be a single mother than look after two babies. And another says, I'm wondering, does this woman live with her boyfriend? Relationships require so much time, effort and communication. Now more than ever, this couple need to communicate. They also seriously need to sit down and discuss finances. One person buying everything is not on or fair. But maybe this man has been so used to get an easy ride getting it all done for him. Regardless, there will be a new baby here soon. Everything will be all over the place. Talk to one another. If he can't grow up and provide for his child, see him to the door. So, yeah, maybe sit down, have a conversation, go over the finances. I wonder, is it just, you know, I don't know how old you guys are, but maybe was it the excitement of the baby is on the way and it's only now as we're getting close to crunch time that you're both, that you're realising just what a huge effect this is going to have on your lives. You know, maybe someone who's been there, someone who thought they were sorted or thought it would be easy, especially dads. I would love to hear from young dads that maybe you were like this guy. You were kind of in blissful denial that this baby was going to change your life. What was it like when the baby arrived? Did you change your ways? Did you change your habits? Did you have any choice? 087 711 1038. This listener says, it happened to a couple I know. The boyfriend was useless and didn't work. Once the baby came and she was due to go back to work, he realised he would have to work at home. He suddenly got a job, no problem. I couldn't cope with a man like that and would have a talk and then get rid of him. Alan says his priorities are up his arse. Have a good stern chat with him. If he doesn't man up and take responsibility, you'll leave him. You could do better. I know it's not easy for you. Hope it works out. Okay, so a lot of people are saying, yeah, one, talk. If he doesn't listen, you know, maybe think about packing up and leaving. I said there just how difficult it must be to leave your baby daddy, but you have this little person to take care of. I would love to hear from people maybe who have been there, you know, have been in a position where you maybe didn't realise just how tough it was going to get and then the baby arrived. Did you make it? Did the two of you stay together? Thank you so much to Joe, who was texted in to say, I used to be in the same predicament as the lad. I was an a-hole to my missus, but I've learned. I always worked, but the baby didn't become my priority until it got here. I feel like I was in denial when she found out she was pregnant because we wanted to wait until we were ready, but it just happened. And maybe that's what happened to the couple. She needs to just bear with them. In time, it will work out. Joe, thanks a million for that. And I'm really glad it did work out for you guys. And that's what I was saying. You know, I think when he sees the baby, he's going to realise he's responsible for this life. Bernadette, who I spoke to earlier on, from who's a relationship therapist, just felt, you know, that's what you would hope would happen, but it doesn't always. And she needs to be prepared for that. And she has a responsibility to this baby as well. So, yeah, it's a tricky one. Emma says, sounds like he isn't ready to be a father if he won't provide for the baby when the baby isn't even born yet. You need to lay all the cards out on the table and tell him he either helps or leaves. And I would wonder if that has been put to him already. Because if it hasn't, I don't know how annoyed I am at him. If he's just like, well, look, this is the way we've always been. Like, you would hope that people don't need to be told, but sometimes they do. So I think if you haven't had a conversation with him, you absolutely need to. And then after that, it's really up to you. I don't think anyone can tell you to stay or leave. But Joe, who's been there, reckons, you know, when the baby gets here, he will realise his responsibility as a dad. Sharon says, some fellas don't feel like a dad until the baby is born. So maybe when the baby arrives, he will change. It's unfair to call him a deadbeat dad at this stage. He could turn out to be a great dad who's just lazy and doesn't want to go to work. That is true. But yeah, I think, you know, a lot of people were being quite unfair earlier on, saying like, Jesus, why are you having a kid with this guy if he's always been like this? But, you know, she loves him and, you know, I'm sure he has a lot of love positives. But, and it's, look, she's pregnant now, no matter what, they're having this baby. Stephen says, why don't you try putting your foot down and either asking or telling him that he needs to buy something that you need? No point crying over him not working and being lazy. I presume he was that way when you first got with him. For your own sake and the sake of your child, have a word with him. You don't want to be feeling like this when the child comes, because it will only get worse. The stress you're going through soon will become too much to have to deal with this too. Sort it now, because if you have enough, you can walk away before it's too late. Yeah, you know, it's not a great way to be starting this journey into parenthood, is you so upset and stressed out about this. And if it's already taking its toll on you while you're pregnant, do you want to bring that into the first weeks of the baby's life? I think you need to have a conversation with him. Jasmine says, first of all, as much as I understand the negative or constructive feedback and comments, it's the last thing this girl needs to hear. Have you had a proper, honest, no holding back conversation with your partner? If not, you need to, no matter how scared or embarrassed you are to do so. In any relationship, sexual, friendship, work, colleagues, communication is key. And if you don't have a straightforward communication link between you, you'll never get this sorted. Another thing I would suggest is maybe asking him to give you a certain amount out of his weekly wage per week to put towards nappies, etc., so that you don't feel it's all financially on your shoulders. I would make it clear to him that it took the two of you to conceive the child, so it takes the two of you to look after it and carry them financially in life. Just because you're carrying the baby and will give birth to the baby doesn't mean it's only yours. I hope you get this situation of yours sorted and wish you the best of luck in the future. Jasmine, thank you so much for that, and really constructive. As you said, there's no point giving this girl negative comments and wondering why she's having a baby with him if she knew he was like this. They're having this baby no matter what. How can they ensure that this situation becomes a more positive one, like Jasmine said? I'm on 087 711 1038. You can text or WhatsApp. Peter's on the line. Hi, Peter.
How you doing?
Good, thank you very much, Peter. Some of this is a bit familiar to you, Peter. Tell me a bit about you.
Well, I'm a World of Warcraft player. I was playing, out of 11 years, I played 5.5 online game.
World of Warcraft was what you were into?
Yes.
Big gamer. Okay.
Well, out of 24 hours, I would play around 18.
Oh my goodness. So did you work?
So that's the problem. No.
Okay.
So sleep, eat, hanging around and staying in the game. And that was my life for 5.5 years nearly.
Okay. And like our listener, you found out you were going to be a dad.
Exactly. If he doesn't wise up by his own, no matter who will go to him to tell him blah, 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 he's not going to wise up.
What was it like for you, Peter, when your partner was pregnant?
Well, she started to say the talk, you know, like, you should do this, you should do that. Watch out, this is on the way. I didn't listen. Come on, you have to step up, you have to do this, you have to do that. I didn't listen. But when you're going to see your son or your daughter or whoever that is, if you don't change inside yourself, you will never will.
And
it doesn't have to be somebody that tells you something.
Okay.
Because if it's somebody that tells you something, you don't listen. Most of the time, you don't care. But if you don't wise up on yourself, you won't.
Before we move on to what it was like when the baby arrived, Peter, can I just ask, if you were gaming for 18 hours a day, how did you even have time for the relationship?
Well, she was coming home, she was cooking, she was cleaning, and yeah.
Okay, so she was frustrated already, I'd say.
Yes.
Okay. So the baby arrived. What did you have?
Well, we had a boy, and after we had a daughter. I have a boy which is 11 years old, and I have a daughter which is nearly 7.
Okay. So my guessing is that the little boy arrived, she liked you enough to have another one with you, so something must have changed.
Well, 11 years ago, I gave up gaming. I started a night job because we couldn't afford otherwise. I started to chip in, like, to start to change nappies, help out with the child, help out raising. She was at work. I find out work only at nighttime. Because that was the only way to be in the house, like, 24 hours, somebody to mind the child.
Okay.
And if you don't step up by your own, you won't.
Okay.
So, in my opinion.
What was it for you, Peter? Was it the moment you saw your son? Was it a few
It's not
weeks?
Just the moment. It's not like you would say it's a minute or it's a second.
Okay.
You start to think about of stuff like, what can you provide to your child? And first of all, what your child would think of you.
Yeah. Oh. And any regrets?
Yeah, maybe why I didn't do it sooner.
Oh, Peter. I bet you're a great dad.
I tried to.
Yeah.
I'm in the yard collecting my son, so yeah.
Thanks so much for coming on and sharing your story, Peter.
No bother.
To speak to you today. Peter's only regret is that he didn't give up gaming sooner and start providing for his kids. Now look, as Bernadette Ryan said earlier on, gaming is really popular and lots of people game and it's a hobby and it's really enjoyable. This is by no means an attack on gaming because lots of people can do it and don't do it as much. Like Peter was 18 hours out of 24. I'd say his missus nearly killed him. But, you know, as soon as that little boy arrived, he started realising that he needed to provide for him. And he also said what was on his mind was, what would that little boy think of him not working and not providing? Sounds like a lovely guy. There are lots of messages coming in. I'll do my best to get through all of them. You can continue to have your say on 087 711 1038.
Get involved in the conversation. Call now 01 646 1038.
This is
Spin Talk.
Okay, welcome back to Spin Talk. I just want to read out a few more of the messages that are coming through. Mark says on WhatsApp, having a baby is hard, but then it always is. Structure is key and working out your finances together helps. When he sees a bundle of joy, he may come around. It took me time, but after three kids, all my money goes to them first and bills. Forget about me. As long as they're safe, healthy and financial support, then what? That's all that matters. And yeah, like Peter before you, Mark, you know, it did take you time to adjust. And if this is a young guy, then maybe it just hasn't hit him yet that this baby is coming, whether he likes it or not. Gozia says on Facebook, sounds like he hasn't grown into the dad's role. And to be honest, I don't expect he will. When the baby will be born. All you can do is look after yourself and the baby. The two of you are more important now. All you can do for now is have a chat with him and explain your feelings. Maybe he will understand that he needs to change. All the best for you and your little one. That is a bit harsh, I think. I do understand the baby is going to be the priority and everything that, you know, the baby needs comes first. But I don't agree that, okay, well, we're important now. We're going to forget about you because you're the dad and you're deadbeat. Like, it's only been 7 months of pregnancy. Of course, he hasn't grown into a dad's role. I don't expect he will for a long time. It's not something you can just snap your fingers and become a dad. So I think you're a bit harsh there, Gozia. But listen, what would I know? Robert says, I'm a young father and before we found out we would be having a baby, I would have been loose like this bloke. But as soon as I found out we would be having the baby, I changed and provided for my child. But not because she wanted me to. It's because I made the choice to be a man and change because I wanted to. Reality is, if the penny hasn't dropped now, it'll never drop. It's the main problem with men in this country. We've so many single mothers for a reason. Young men in this country are immature and lazy and it's sickening. Get rid of them. Okay, well, Gozia, Robert agrees with you. When I started out reading that message, I was very hopeful. But no, Robert reckons the penny should have dropped by now. And there's someone who has experienced this. Another says, I'm a single mother to a toddler. I was with his dad just shy of 2 years. We broke up when our son was 4 months. I couldn't take his lack of responsibility with our son and how he couldn't handle how life had changed and we didn't have the freedom anymore. Less than a month after we broke up, he started a new relationship. That must have been very hard. Graham says, hi Spin, I'm a young dad here. I'm the provider for my little family. I don't see a penny of my money, only for petrol, insurance, etc. Absolutely no problem with it as my girlfriend has my daughter all day. Creche and childminders cost too much. I would rather it this way because rearing a child isn't easy. Anyway, why doesn't the girl get her boyfriend to be a stay at home dad? Because trust me, he'd have won't have time for his Xbox or mates, as rearing a child is a 24 hour job, not a 9 to 5. Yeah, like maybe that is going to be the case, is that he's going to have to be a stay-at-home dad if he's not going to hold down a job. Another says, I went through this experience. I got pregnant earlier in our relationship and he wasn't working. I was okay and he was looking for a job, so I let it go. 2 years later, I got pregnant again and he still hadn't got a job. I tried talking to him and explaining I needed the help financially, but it always ended in a fight. So 3 months into my second pregnancy, I kicked him out and told him there was no chance of us getting back together unless he got a job. 4 months later, he had a job and we slowly started talking things through and he moved back in. That was 4 years ago now and we're married and all. Sometimes, though, tough love is the only way to go about things. Me saying nothing and holding all the annoyance inside instead of talking it through earlier on helped lead me into throwing him out. If he loves you and wants to support you and his child, then he'll step up and be the man you both will need. I'm really glad everything worked out for you. That took a lot of guts. 3 months pregnant, the second time round, to throw him out. Really, really incredible messages, as always. You're always the best people with the advice. So thank you so much. You can continue to get involved on the Spin 1038 Facebook page. But I'm going to have to leave it there because coming up in just a few moments, I'm going to meet one of the head coaches from SARI, which is Sports Against Racism Ireland, because they have just been announced one of the winners of the Dublin Bus Community Spirit Awards. And they do a lot of great work. And especially this week, with so much in the news about Cyrus Christie, I think it's more important than ever we talk about sport against racism here in Ireland. So Aziz Youssef, who is a head coach with SARI, will be with me in just a moment.